This is Lee Sugar reading Bone Tumor for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock. Bone Tumor. I knew it was something bodies could do, disobey. A girl a grade above had died that fall of the cancer I was being tested for in winter, and one the grade below lay in the hospital with leukemia. She'd been showing up to ballet with bruises up and down her legs for months before the diagnosis, but didn't know my body could, or that it would, however benignly. The numbers said it was inevitable. 1 in 1,000 worked out to 1 per grade in that overfilled high school where thrumming masses bottlenecked hallways passing from Spanish to biology to gym. I couldn't know, then, the case for my class would come the following year, also in the bone, but spreading, hers, to other places. The x-ray showed my bone looked moth-eaten where my marrow should have been. The doctor said I couldn't dance, or run, or lift a ceramic mug, for fear the bone might break. The break might spread malignancy, if any malignancy existed. They couldn't know until they saw it, not even after biopsy, that big cylinder chamber above the long syringe going in and in. Instead of ballet class, I'd sit for hours every day practicing piano. Scales and etudes were things I could get fluent in, improve. The surgery was quick. I was benign, or, at least, my bone was. They filled it with synthetic stuff and closed me up. I stayed in the hospital until the drainage bag stopped draining, a plastic straw connecting from within my arm to a little plastic pouch collecting blood and whatever yellowy liquid was also coming out. The only time I cried was when they pulled it out. I've never felt anything stranger than the extraction of a foreign object from deep inside my bone. That inhalation, the empty leaving, sucking tunnel where part of me had been before.